Security Architects support security business partner, digital security, and other areas inside and outside security in the definition of security requirements, guidelines, and architectural models from the beginning of new projects, especially for the key initiatives of the organisation. As defined in the service implementation management process, once the security relevance of the project is set as high risk, based on the assessment of the security business partner over the business requirement document, security architects shall be involved in tasks such as the analysis of cybersecurity requirement for each application, AAM code, within the project's scope, and the completion of IT security requirements section within the technical specification document, including assumptions, statements, and additional IT security requirements tailored to the peculiarities of each application within the project. Hello everyone, and welcome to the UniCredit podcast. My name is Jane, and today we're closed to talk about another of the activities carried out by security architects. I'm referring to third-party risk management, but I won't be alone in talking about it. Luckily, as I'm not exactly an expert, we're joined together by Luke, who, unlike me, is an expert on the matter. Hi, Luke.